WKJAN Sports.
And it is time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. This report is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. In sports from over the weekend, the Atlantic Trojans volleyball team went 5-0 on the day and took home the championship at the Coon Rapids Bayard Crusader Volleyball Tournament held on Saturday. In that game, it was in the final, Atlantic over Cam by a score of 2-0. Third place went to Coon Rapids Bayard with a 2-0 win over Panorama. In the semifinals, it had been Atlantic over Coon Rapids Bayard 2-1 and Cam over Panorama by a score of 2-0. Next up for Atlantic is the home Trojan tournament next Saturday, September the 9th. Elsewhere in volleyball action at the Clarinda tournament, in the semifinals, it was Sydney beating Shenandoah 2-1 and St. Albert over Clarinda 2-0. In the final, St. Albert beat Sydney 2-1. The Iowa City tournament, it was Lewis Central over Ankeny Centennial 2-0. Lewis Central over City High by a score of 2-1. Lewis Central over Davis County and Durant, along with Western Dubuque, all by a score of 2-0. In the North Sioux City Sioux City North tournament, it was Denison Schleswig beating Sioux City West, also Maple Valley Antonoto, and both those teams by 2-0. Sioux City East was a 2-0 winner over Denison Schleswig in two separate games. Siouxland Christian beat Denison Schleswig 2-0. MOC Floyd Valley was a 2-0 winner also over Denison Schleswig. Sioux City East beat Maple Valley by a score of 2-0. Sioux City North was a 2-0 winner over Maple Valley Antonoto. And Maple Valley Antonoto beat Sioux City West by a score of 2-0 in volleyball. In the Missouri Valley Tournament, it was Boyer Valley over Woodbine by a score of 2-0. East Mills beat Boyer Valley, Exira EHK, and Woodbine 2-0. Exira EHK was a 2-1 winner over Boyer Valley. Also, they beat Woodbine 2-0. Missouri Valley was a 2-0 winner over Exira EHK, East Mills, Boyer Valley, and Woodbine. Tri-Center beat Exira EHK 2-0 on Saturday in the Missouri Valley Tournament. Tri-Center was also a 2-0 winner over Boyer Valley, 2-0. Tri-Center beat East Mills 2-1. Tri-Center was a 2-0 winner over Missouri Valley and Woodbine as well. In the South Central Calhoun Tournament, Audubon beat Belmont Clemmy 2-0. Also, Audubon was a 2-0 winner over West Central Valley. IKM Manning beat Audubon and Belmont Clemmy 2-0. IKM Manning was a 2-1 winner over Greene County. They beat West Central Valley 2-0. Also, Greene County beat Audubon 2-0. South Central Calhoun was a 2-0 winner over Audubon. South Hamilton beat Audubon 2-0 on Saturday. And South Central Calhoun beat IKM Manning by a score of 2-0. Also, it was South Hamilton over IKM Manning by a score of 2-1. In the Omaha North Tournament, the quarterfinals, Thomas Jefferson beat Murray by a score of 2-1. Also, it was in the semifinals, Lincoln Central beating Thomas Jefferson 2-0. And for third place, Omaha Central beat Thomas Jefferson also by a score of 2-0. The Denison Schleswig girls and Thomas Jefferson boys took the titles at the Abraham Lincoln 49th Annual Lynx Cross Country Invitational held Saturday in Council Bluffs. In girls' individual scoring, it was Reagan Anderson of Denison Schleswig taking first place with a time of 19:21.96. Amber Asaf of Bishop Heland was second. Ellie Mendlich of Denison Schleswig was third. And Grace Larkins of Southeast Polk was fourth. Hannah Hutchinson of Bishop Heland was fifth in that event. Girls' team scoring at the Denison Schleswig Cross Country, the Lynx 49th Annual Invitational. It was Southeast Polk over in first place, that is, with 60 points in girls action. Bishop Heland was second with 79. Glenwood placed third with 85 points. Harlan was fifth place, and Denison Schleswig was in fourth. Further down the line, Red Oak placed 10th in that event. In boys' individual scoring, it was Charles Salisbury of Bishop Heland in first place with a time of 17:04.51. A couple of Missouri Valley boys placed second and third, respectively. Two from Thomas Jefferson placed fourth, fifth, and sixth. Actually, three from Thomas Jefferson, I should say, fourth, fifth, and sixth in that event. In boys' team scoring, it was TJ over with the top score of 38 points. Lewis Central was in second place with 90. Missouri Valley third with 123. Abraham Lincoln was in fourth, and Harlan was in fifth. Red Oak placed eighth in that event. Council Bluffs St. Albert ninth, and Denison Schleswig was 10th. And that was, again, at the Abraham Lincoln 49th Annual Lynx Cross Country Invitational Saturday in Council Bluffs. Well, in college football news, Nate Stanley threw three touchdown passes in his first career start, and the Iowa Hawkeyes beat Wyoming 24-3 on Saturday. Its 16th win in the last 17 openers. Noah Font caught two of those TD crosses for the Hawkeyes, who held the Cowboys to 0-1 and just 59 yards in 30 tries. Stanley's first career touchdown throw, which went to Fant on 4th and 2, put Iowa ahead 7-3. Stanley connected with Fant for a 27-yard score following a bizarre muffed punt by Wyoming, and then he hit Nick Easley from 45 yards out to give the Hawkeyes a 21-3 edge midway through the third quarter. And in that game, Akram Wadley rushed for 116 yards for Iowa. Northern Iowa struck first and kept Iowa State in check early before the Cyclones rallied and went on to a 42-24 season opener win over the Panthers on Saturday in Ames. UNI scored a touchdown on its opening drive and had control of the game until ISU returned two interceptions for touchdowns. Cyclone coach Matt Campbell talked about the win.
I thought a good team win. Was it perfect? No. I think the thing that I was probably most impressed with is we didn't panic throughout the football game.
He says they've emphasized the importance of playing through rough stretches.
We talk so much about control the controllables, and I thought our kids really did a great job of that throughout the football game. You know, offensively, kind of got off to a slow start, and almost more than anything, I think we were 0-4, 0-4 in the first half on third downs. And, you know, they did a couple different things. We didn't panic. We made some adjustments and really were able to come back in the second half and be excellent on fourth down, so or third down. So I thought those were some real positives from our end.
Campbell says their ability to handle adversity was the difference in winning this game after losing to UNI last year.
If you flip back to a year ago, and it was almost verbatim, I thought, you know, we got a lead and, you know, it's kind of back and forth early on and then we panic. You know, we turn the ball over, we don't make some stops that we need to make. And I think that's the biggest difference that I've seen. When things got some adverse situations, we were able to step up and make those plays.
Cyclone senior wide receiver Alan Lazard said the offense had trouble getting things going early.
Going on those first few series, I think we were 0-4 in the first half on third down. So that was very disappointing. Being able to start like that, but you know, we've just been, you know, preaching this whole entire offseason, this whole camp, just stick with it, you know, and we'll just let the ball roll in our favor.
Lazard credits the interception returns for touchdowns by Willie Harvey and Kamari Cotton-Moya for turning things around.
You take away those two pick sixes, it's a whole nother ball game. I mean, you and I played a heck of a game, and you know, having those two picks, pick sixes, and also the third pick from Peavy, just, you know, a huge momentum swing. You just see the energy on their side just, you know, die out, and then obviously the crowd get into it a lot more. And
the Cyclones host Iowa this Saturday. You can hear that game on KJAN beginning at 9 o'clock. Iowa comes into the game 1-0 after beating Wyoming, as I mentioned, in their opening game last Saturday. Okay, that's a look at our sports this hour here on KJAN. Sports was brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.